This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. Colorado and 22 other Democratic states have succeeded in getting back their frozen AmeriCorps funding. CPR's Caitlin Kim has more.
The Trump administration is releasing $184 million in funding for AmeriCorps, the federal volunteer program. Attorney General Phil Weiser celebrated the victory, saying he'll fight when this administration takes illegal actions. It means Colorado should get a little over $2 million for the program. Colorado was one of almost two dozen states that sued to get the congressionally approved funding restored. This spring, a judge reinstated more than $400 million in AmeriCorps grants nationwide, but the administration hung on to nearly half that money until now. I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
Governor Polis announced more than $250 million in cuts and funding changes to help close the hole in Colorado's budget created by Republicans' federal spending bill. KUNC's Lucas Brady Woods reports the single largest cut will be to state Medicaid reimbursements.
That part of the governor's proposal will reverse an increase to how much the state reimburses health care providers who serve Medicaid recipients. Other cuts are spread across the budget, but the majority slash spending for public health initiatives and higher education. Polis says the plan does not touch funding for public schools or public safety.
We want to show that we're continuing our commitment to fully fund our schools. We also have zero cuts to public safety. One of our goals, as you know, is making Colorado one of the safest states.
The cuts will take effect next month.
That was Lucas Brady Woods reporting for the Colorado Capital News Alliance. The most expensive home for sale in the U.S. is in Aspen. What's known as the Little Lake Lodge is listed for $300 million. It has 18 bedrooms and sits on 74 acres just a mile from downtown Aspen. This is CPR News and KRCC. It's 206.